proposed state budget. This is informational.
Good morning, Mr. Delores.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Intergovernmental Relations, along with DOS, would like to give you a verbal update on the governor's budget. This verbal report is a preliminary summary of the governor's budget and its impact on the operations of some of Milwaukee County's major services and programs. At the outset, it's important to note that this is a preliminary indication of the cuts and effects on Milwaukee County. It's given on the best information that we have at this time. There needs to be further clarification, working with Madison to get some clear answers. Furthermore, it's going to require additional research on behalf of DOS and Intergovernmental Relations to obtain more information. As an example, some of the budget decisions that are being proposed in the governor's budget in the main areas such as medical assistance, as an example, is very important because what's being proposed in the budget is that it be determined by administrative rule or by agency, which means that a major change of this type is going to make it very difficult to get our arms around fiscally to have an impact, to see what the impact on Milwaukee County is. For example, if the state is to reduce the eligibility and benefits for many MA recipients, it could shift the cost down to the local level and impact on the county. With that said, the budget was introduced a little over a week ago. It was introduced by the Finance Committee as Assembly Bill 40 and Senate Bill 27. The governor has indicated that his budget is setting the tone for the future of Wisconsin and is beginning to put the fiscal house in order, as he says. In doing so, he proposes to do it without raising taxes. This is done, however, at a cost of cutting virtually all and any state-funded operations, whether they be to education, that's all levels of education, health and human services, or local units of government. With that said, a quick review indicates that they're primarily, as it relates to calendar year 11 year only, it appears that there are cuts in the Department of Health and Human Services and Behavioral Health, such as youth aids, community aids, mental health for alcohol and substance abuse, and then to some degree also court funding via court support grants and guardian ad litem. As it relates to youth aids and JCI, Juvenile Correctional Institutional Reforms, the governor's budget does propose closing one of the state juvenile facilities, one of the male facilities. Unfortunately, the one that's being proposed to be closed is the one in Waukesha, the one that's closest to Milwaukee, keeping the one in Lincoln Hills at Irma, Wisconsin, open. This is combined with a 10% reduction in youth aids that takes place, which for Milwaukee County could be approximately $1.8 million this calendar year, as well as an increase in the JCI rates, the rates that we pay to institutionalize juveniles in those facilities, basically calling for a $9 increase the first year and an additional $5 increase into the second year. There still is another area of uncertainty that needs clarification, and that is the area of a stricter levy limits that have been placed onto municipalities and counties. With that, I think Mr. Rajani would like to have a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Delores. Just want to comment just on the budget impact and just to emphasize what Mr. Delores said. This is very, very preliminary. Until the Legislative Fiscal Bureau releases their analysis, which IGR has indicated might be towards the end of this month, we won't be able to confirm a lot of these numbers. So please take with a grain of salt what we're saying. My initial reaction to the state budget is that most of the reductions in the county will be in 2012. Yeah. It appears that in 2011, while there will be reductions, I believe, depending on some other things that are happening, we may be able to manage them. But in 2012, the most significant reductions will occur. Now, that's somewhat, while any reduction is bad news, it gives us a little ability to plan a little bit better that it's in 2012. Mr. De La Rosa touched on, I think, all of the major items that we're concerned about right now. I would just like to emphasize what he said. The biggest concern is medical assistance. It's a $5 million placeholder in the budget that likely will not have much discussion during the budget hearings. It will be up to the department to promulgate rules and how that will affect us. So it'll be some time before we really understand that impact and whether that will be 2011 or 2012. Mr. De La Rosa commented on the property tax caps. The property tax caps could be very significant. What they proposed is that your property tax limit can only increase at zero or the amount of net new construction, which last year was less than 1%.
Right.
However, to make it more complicated, any decrease in debt prior to 2005 has to be provided as relief to taxpayers. So it's possible, depending on what your debt is doing, that your levy would actually have to go down. We don't believe that would be the case in 2012, but our initial, Ms. Bryant did some initial calculations, and we believe that based on the current formula, our property tax levy increase would be less than what this county adopted last year. Now, I think this is an area, in speaking with IGR, that will probably be a significant debate, and if I was a betting person, I'd put my bets that this is going to be changed in some way. But I do have a lot of concern that's been voiced by other local governments that this significantly reduces local government's ability to respond to local issues. The only other comment I'd like to make is you can't really understand the budget without taking into account the budget repair bill. And the budget repair bill obviously is still very unclear how that will proceed both legally and practically. However, it does, as written, give the county additional tools. And the county would be able to use those tools to offset some of these reductions. The unique challenge facing us is we've budgeted many, but not all, of the savings that those tools would provide. So the next step for our office, the analysis we're doing right now, is to better understand how much the county would be able to save by implementing those tools in excess of what is already saved, and how does that compare to how much we're going to need to cut. It's a very complicated analysis. It's very unclear right now, both what's in the budget and, more importantly, what's going to happen with the budget repair bill. So I'm not comfortable today providing you any definitive numbers, but that's the type of analysis we're looking at right now. We'll be working very closely with IGR, with all the county departments, county board staff, to understand and provide you recommendations going forward.
Any further comments? Mr. Villarosa?
There are just a couple of items as it relates to the state budget in its area of mass transit. So that, while, as Mr. Rajani had indicated, there are no cuts in the current calendar year for purposes of mass transit, that won't be the case looking into next year, into the future. As well as what's being proposed is basically pulling mass transit and the segregated transportation fund, pulling it out and dropping it into the general fund, which means it would have to compete with everything from schools, prisons, and health and human services and everything else, which could create some very severe difficulties. Particularly, this is occurring at a bad time when what is being proposed also in the budget is putting new monies into the segregated transportation fund while mass transit is being taken out. Mass transit is not, it's an economic tool. It's not a social service. It gets people to and from work primarily. And with that said, that's going to be a difficulty that we have as we move forward, because in light of reductions in services and increase in fares, there needs to be some assistance provided in this area. Another area I would mention very, very briefly is the area of family care. This item, as proposed in the budget, is being capped. The enrollment is being capped. In light of that, there's concerns that could be raised relative to wait listing that could take place. As one item, as well as another, the state wants to approach this
waitlisting,
putting individuals on waiting lists.
Waiting. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Basically, what this
we'll be doing heavier lifting.
W A I T,
W-E-I-G-H. I got it now.
Another item that the state is proposing in this area of family care is dealing with it from a statewide perspective. In doing so, maybe if an individual becomes disenrolled to, say, Milwaukee County, that slot may be then taken up by someone in La Crosse County, as an example. So that's an item that's going to be needing some clarification as the budget moves forward. One other area I'd just like to mention very briefly is the area of TAD and AIM programs. The TAD program, which is a Treatment Alternatives and Diversions Program, and the AIM program, which is a Access Information and Measures Program. Both of these programs were funded with federal stimulus dollars, one-time dollars. Those dollars will be ending. That funding will be ending, in effect, for both of those programs come the beginning of next year. And there's concern relative to the ability to be able to get funds for those programs. I'd just like to call that to your attention at this time. Very briefly, that's a summary. More details, obviously, will be coming forward in the days and weeks to come. The assembly is in session, I believe, at 11 o'clock this morning to deal with the actions that took place last night. And we'll be moving forward providing information on the budget at a later date.
Supervisor Mayo, followed by Smith and Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank you, too, for your verbal, but I'd like you to put all that and put it on the top of primary report. I would like you to write it. I have to let my constituents know exactly what may come down the pipe so they can be aware of it now. Because it's verbal report, I cannot regurgitate exactly what you said. You can put primary, say this is a moving target, but I need to have it in writing so I can make sure. Because I'm having some listening sessions before the April election. I want to make sure they understand what's going on.
Mr. Chairman? If I may,
yes.
There's been discussions with IGR and DAS relative to putting together like a quick, maybe major five areas of concern that we could get out very quickly to individuals. If I'd be okay, we'd like to do that very quickly.
But I like, with even though you're going to the five area concerns, even though that you talk about the tax, that should be part of it also. You talked about the federal funding that we just may not have the program. My constituents need to know there's going to be some deep cuts within Milwaukee County, even though they talk about these repair bills. And when you talk about transportation, people now are not getting people to work, school, and be injured, but for paratransit. Mm-hmm. We'd normally be border to border. Those border to borders would probably be stopped. Our freeway flyers might be stopped. Mm-hmm. People need to know exactly how this bill is affecting Milwaukee County. When you talk about family care and all those other things, and prime example, when you just said, if a person in Milwaukee County, we have funding from Milwaukee County, and a person comes out of that slot, that money can leave Milwaukee County and go somewhere else instead of staying within Milwaukee County. That's a concern.
While that was raised, that's an item that needs further clarification on, Mr. Chairman.
But that's permanent. I don't mind. Make sure you say permanent. I don't care. People need to know these things.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Smith?
Thank you. We certainly will be following up much more on this IGR meeting on next Monday, and maybe we can get a little bit more of that points and stuff possibly. I know everybody's real busy. And I know we can speculate, but we certainly know some basics, and we stated some basics today. I think particularly in the family care area, I think there's a concern that needs to be put out there, and that is in the bill, the governor is trying to take a lot of latitude that normally has gone to the legislature as far as making decisions on poverty levels and how much and where you cut off. He would have the ability in this bill to make those decisions arbitrarily by himself, wouldn't have to go to the legislature. I've heard numbers that, you know, he could drop 50,000 people, for example, if you raise the rates, okay? And so they become ineligible because they make, you know, $200 over the level. So that's something that, you know, checks and balances we all appreciate, and that's in the budget repair bill. And now they did the collective bargaining stuff, which we'll see. I mean, there'll be a challenge to this, I understand. But I think, as we heard today, though, all this is going to pass more than likely, okay, because of majorities and what we've seen. It's the way it is. So we have to react to it. But we have to be prepared. I think what we've heard of summaries that 2011, as far as the budget bill is concerned, we're not hit that much. 2012, everything just goes bananas. I think what hasn't been reported, Mr. De La Rosa said, though, in transportation, I had three areas. One was the family care and the governor's ability to make these decisions on his own without having to go to the legislature. I think that's very significant. 50,000 people could be dropped off. That's been reported. So if I'm misstating Mr. De La Rosa, you can jump in. Okay? Is that true? To your knowledge? Okay.
Just one clarification.
Yes, sir.
It's not necessarily related to family care, the medical assistance.
Okay.
It could, but it might not. It's not
okay. But you have some leeway there where the governor didn't have before. Okay. Transportation is a very big issue here. As you see, there's difference between road building, or I should say the zoo interchange, which I'm not going to debate that we don't need. Okay. But at the sacrifice, it seems, of local road building. We just got a report on our budgeting and how much we've done. There's going to be significant problems in going ahead with any kind of, I mean, we've all got constituents. I've got parkways and roads that really need work. You know, I ask, and I get great cooperation from our transportation and parks. They go out and patch, you know, Highway 100, Honey Creek. I got three parkways in my district. They all need work, the Mountain River Parkway particularly. So I'm sure other people do the same thing, and we're going to be hurting in that area for sure. So just a warning on that. I've already told our mayor and stuff. You say, well, you wanted this and this done. I said, it ain't going to be happening. I'm sorry. There are other priorities we saw, just in look how we're shifting around, just things we did this morning, limited borrowing we have. Maybe we have to look at borrowing for some of our local roads, by the way, which was brought up, because we're not going to get that money. If we think we're going to get any monies in any of these areas more from the state than we have, we haven't been watching. So we're going to have to make, well, what else is new? This Finance Committee over the last couple of years, and we've all made these difficult decisions and tried to mediate these things, and we're going to just be doing more of that. The other thing, the other question I had, Mr. Chairman, thank you, is I think an important one, because we're talking about tax freezes and inabilities really to raise taxes or to meet some of these demands. And no one's interested in raising taxes to any great extent, but we're, you know, for all the problems we're going to have, all the cuts we're going to take, the referendum about the freezing of the tax levy, property tax, okay, new construction, it's always been new construction, but we all know what's happened in new construction the last 2, 3, 4 years. There is none, okay? And so you lose that ability to raise your taxes because of that based on new construction. It's not going to become a boom overnight, okay? You're not going to have any we're going to have to look for flexibility. I don't see any flexibility there. And isn't there also in the bill, this is my last question and concern, is that if we would go above the CPI, cost price index, right, cost of living index, that if you wanted to raise anything, you know, above maybe the 1%, maybe that's the maximum we'd be able to do anyway. And we even got a report that we could even have to be lower than that. Okay? There'd have to be a referendum. Isn't that in the bill as well?
Yes.
So not only if you would go above this very limited possibility that we have for any flexibility, heaven forbid, raise taxes. Okay? You know, then if we just said, well, there's the only way we can do this, we go to 1.12 or something, well, we'd have to have a referendum. And that's in the bill. And that will also pass. Everything will pass. So we're going to have to dig in, and we've looked at flexibility before. And, I mean, but these are concerns and these are realizations that maybe will not hit us right away, but coming for 2012, they'll be very, very significant for us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. One question, then a couple comments. Mr. De La Rosa, you didn't talk too much about shared revenue reductions, and I think the Counties Association put out a number of $38 million and per capita.
Well, the reduction in the category for counties is that figure that was mentioned, $36.5 million. The difference is in the calculation of how that filters down to the local level. Besides the per capita basis, there's also an allowance that may allow for a redistribution to take place. So quite frankly, there could be quite a range in shared revenue. Would not happen this calendar year, but in the future.
And that's sort of what I mean, if it's $38 million and we're figuring, if it is per capita, Milwaukee County is about 20% of the population. I mean, I'm looking at, what, $6-7 million there. See, Mr. Regine was shaking his head. Yes, I really think this board needs to start being proactive. I heard Supervisor Mail say that a little bit. I think now's the time we start to tell the community we're going to lose our bus system. and I'm not overreacting here. without a dedicated funding source, we just can't keep doing this. And we have got to start planning this and start making the community aware, especially with regard to taking the mass transit out of the transportation fund. There now seems to be a policy shift stating that we're not going to use gas taxes anymore to support mass transit. It's going to be shared with schools and prisons mm-hmm. and everything else. And that is all going to put it back on property taxes, which we all know is not an appropriate way to fund transit. So I really think we ought to start planning right now as a board to tell our constituents, you are going to lose your bus system because this is one of the discretionary areas of county government. We've talked about it a little bit in strategic planning, certainly, but we deal with it every budget year. Now is the time to start getting the word out that with these kinds of plans coming out of Madison, we need to find the dedicated funding source. And if we don't, people have got to be on notice that we're losing our bus system. It's going to come down to that. And the other comment I want to make is this whole rule change on the medical assistance and the family care. I belong to the elder section of the state bar. They are very concerned about this. They're suggesting that if they're going to take all the rulemaking and put it into the governor's office, they're already making comments that they're going to start doing monthly open records requests to find out what's being planned, because you won't know otherwise. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how we're going to start doing government. And quite frankly, after last night's display about how we respect the open meetings and notices and so on, I'm less than optimistic. We also should be aware the way attorneys will plan a sudden loss of support on behalf of clients, and this has gone on before. If you get a significant number of elderly who all of a sudden have these aids removed, and you've got some family support or community support for an elderly person, for example, that has dementia, and that gets pulled out, where do these individuals go? They go to our protective placement. It's going to go on Chapter 51, 55. It's going to go into our mental health hospital because all of a sudden yeah. the other sources of community aid aren't there. This is going to go right on property tax dollar. It's going to become a nightmare in terms of placement out of our mental health hospitals. And that's 55 placements are often the elderly who all of a sudden are through a crisis. Usually it's, you know, progressing dementia. All of a sudden, you know, the person's doing things like leaving the burner on, fire start, and the community becomes concerned. There's no family around, perhaps. So these individuals start to go into protective placement into our mental health hospitals. Now, you start pulling out some of the safety net services that they're talking about, and it is going to be a crisis of care in Milwaukee County. So we really need to start watching AB 40, Senate Bill 27. This is going to have tremendous repercussions on county government. So I'm very concerned. I was at the Cudahy Chamber of Commerce. I was asked to give a county report to my chamber. And I told them flat out, they've got to start planning for loss of the bus system. Because if we're going to have these kinds of impacts on our mental health system and safety net, how do you do discretionary services like the bus, which we already have agreed, I think almost countywide, should not be on property tax dollars to begin with. But the impact of these changes that the governor's recommending should get to our community, and we should start getting a discussion right now about the significance of it. So I'm very concerned, and I think we have to start getting our public educated, and those are particularly two of the areas that I'd start with. Thank you.
Supervisor Mayo.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Roger Russell. Supervisor Drayton hit on a number of things, and she's 100% right. But once you start messing with our transit system, and the slogan he said, Wisconsin's open for business, he might as well say Wisconsin's closed to business. People look at the quality of life that you have within Milwaukee County or any place you live. They look at how well your transportation system, how well that you take care of your seniors, your public school systems. Everything that is in this budget that he have put, his Republican people put forth, is bad. But you look at Milwaukee County supervisors, they all looked at us like we was a villain, but we was the frontline defense to keep him in check. And people now saying, well, they wanted to keep him in check, but this county board consistently kept him in check. I don't know how you and Ms. Babbitt going to be able to lobby up with someone who wants to be the dictator of the state. I don't understand. But I wish you well. We might have to put more money to get more lobbyists, but I don't know how we're going to do it. Because Wisconsin is going to, Milwaukee County, it's not going to be the safety net anymore. We don't won't have the funds, and we cannot go off our taxpayers. And something confusing me right now. You say you want a good climate for business, but you're taking all the tools away for the municipalities to have a good climate. And I need that information so I make sure I get my constituents all. I'm going to paint it so doom and gloom because it is doom and gloom. At least they have that knowledge that we have. And I really need that information as soon as possible. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ms. Regina, do you have a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor, just a couple clarifying comments. The point on the CPI that Supervisor Schmidt raised, he is correct. Our CPI requirements, that's related to wages and repair bill. It's not related to property taxes. Unfortunately, we don't even have that option to do a referendum on the property taxes. The property tax limits, they are what they are, and that's it. The state shared revenue that Supervisor Jurczyk spoke of, board staff and IGR were estimating right now with the controller between $6 and $9 million reduction. It completely depends on the reallocation that that Mr. De La Rosa spoke about. So between $6 and $9 million, it's important to emphasize that at first in 2012. Now the last thing I just want to mention is I appreciate the county board's concern for the ability of this county to continue providing services, and I share that concern, especially in the 2012 budget. I'm unsure how we will deal with some of the cuts that are being proposed. Having said that, I think we also don't want to exaggerate what is being proposed. Supervisor, you're absolutely right. There will be impacts on the bus system, but I don't foresee a loss of the bus system. I think this there will be an impact on the bus system. I think it's important you share that with your constituents. But we will have to evaluate the entire budget, understand all of the impacts, understand what offsets we might be able to achieve, and then present to you some recommendations for going forward. And we'll do that as quickly as we can. I understand President Mayo's need and all of your needs for accurate information. We'll provide that. But it's also, please understand, it's a very fluid situation. It's going to take some time to work through all the details and be able to present you an accurate picture of particularly what will happen in 2012 and what your options will be.
Mr. Regine is a good soldier. I appreciate his efforts. I don't think it hurts for us to start telling the public. If we're not going to lose the public the bus system, it's going to be significant portions of the bus system. And then we're going to start fighting with each other and who gets to have a route in their district. I'm not looking forward to it.
Mr. Regina, you had stated it's basically alluded to some exaggeration to even sound the alarm of this possibility that we lose our bus system. As of 2001, we've lost almost over 30% of our transit miles. So you're saying if we lose up to 50%, we should be happy with what we have, or being able to go in a circle around the city would be sufficient as an economic engine?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I'm just suggesting that with all due respect to Supervisor Jurczyk, I appreciate her passion on this. She's been a very strong advocate for a vibrant transportation system. I don't, as a fiscal person, looking at the numbers right now, I would not tell you you will lose, I would not say it's likely you will lose your bus system and there will be no service. However, I think, Mr. Chair, you're absolutely correct. Service has been reduced. And I think given the budget, the trend will continue, that service will continue to be reduced. However, I don't think it will be reduced to zero. And that's what I was trying to explain.
Supervisor Mayo, and then we'll wrap this up.
Well, you don't have to deal, come back with the transit system. And Mr. John might be right that we're going to have zero. But then we have 5%. Then the bus, the fees would go up to $5 one way. So in other words, how can people go to work? If you look at it right now, our route system have been cut back since 02, I mean 01, on a consistent basis. We just had a fight not to raise our fares right now and also to keep freeway flying. If you put our bus system in the general fund, and people are always talking about they want to keep the property tax down, you will have such a limited fare, I mean a limited route and time limit on your bus system, you might as well say it's decayed. You might have to wait an hour to get to one stop, then wait another hour to another stop. You might be able to walk to work before you catch a bus. So my concern is not only the bus system to get people to go some places, but we're losing our ability to have a safety net. That's the bottom line. What is he saying the business open for Wisconsin for, and you destroying Wisconsin? You don't have no checks and balances up in Madison right now for nothing. You have one party cannot even make a statement because when they don't like what you want to hear, they close the meeting down. And I am so grateful that this county board have never stopped a public hearing or cut somebody off because they disagree about what they said. But we got to make sure our constituency, I don't care, you may not agree about the transit system, but you, don't be careful what you're going to say. But this county is going to be affected. It's not going to be good for this county at all. Until we figure out, because now the new word is, if you go up on fees, that's a new tax. And we can't fee our way out of this at all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the meeting.
Thank you. Next item.